Our third and final film comes from the Zohar, or Book of Splendor. The book is a key text in Kabbalah, the Judaic mystic tradition. I call the film Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai is the fictive author of the Zohar. He lived in the second century. The book, however, was written in the 13th century in Spain by a man who probably was called Moses de Leon. Now, it was Moses de Leon who attributed the book to Bar Yochai. And since that time, many people believe that Bar Yochai was indeed its author. In the film, I tried to render what are the central images of the Zohar. The most important idea is that God revealed himself to humans through 10 emanations. He revealed, that is to speak, his personality to humans. In the film, the 10 emanations first appear as dots in 4 of the 5 scenes of the film. Now, there are also many possible pathways between the emanations. They interact with each other in various complex ways. In the first scene of the film, we see 10 emanations that appear more or less out of the void. And then they form themselves into a traditional arrangement, the way that the emanations are generally depicted. There are many ways to represent the emanations. One of the ways is via a tree. And this happens in the second scene. We see the emanations form themselves in the tree, and then the tree goes through the seasons. 9 men watch this happen. Why 9? 10 men form a minyan, or the number needed to form a congregation of prayer. Yet there are 9 men. Well, from my point of view, you, the person watching the film, is the 10th person. Another way to represent the emanations is with lights and colors. In the third scene, we see colored emanations that interact with and are reflected by a person holding a concave object. The point that is very important here is that there is a continuing, unending, forever, reciprocal relationship between humans and the divine. And for that reason, this sequence is repeated by me twice, just to make sure that you see it. If you don't see it the first time, you'll see it the second time. Still, another representation is a branched candelabra. Here, in the fourth scene, there are 7 lights and 3 branches. 7 plus 3, 10. 10 emanations. Each year in May, over 200,000 people gather in Meron, Israel, to pay their respects to Bar Yochai. Very early in the morning, just as the sun was coming up, I climbed to the top of Bar Yochai's tomb with a number of other people, and there I took some photographs. These photographs compose the final scene of Bar Yochai.
طرحه بفعل يوم كباشه مهر يوم طرحه
Oh!
העליון, אדוננו, בר יוחאי.
In religious practice, myths are often enacted through rituals. Think of a ritual that you know, or several rituals. What of the myth is lost through the performance of the ritual, and on the other hand, what might be gained through the ritual?